It's time to take a look at the Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Karma joins me in studio right now. I'm very, very excited. Nicole, what have you got for us this week?
Well, actually, I'm going to be talking about History Week, which is this big, I'm saying big festival of history. It's a whole week of history where you can learn all about Sydney's history, of course, also Australian history more generally. And it takes place each year in the first week of September, and it's presented by the History Council of New South Wales, who are friends with the Dictionary of Sydney. So I thought I'd talk about a couple of highlights from that festival, because it's the theme is popular culture, which is, of course,
very topical.
And very general. And there's so many things that fit under it. But there's one event that's going on the 3rd of September. That's the Sunday at Dixon Street Space in Newtown. And it's Kathy Perkins will be talking about this influential women's magazine. And it was actually probably a lot of people, it's probably been lost in kind of history. But thinking about it now, it's actually a really important document. It was from 1924 to 1961 that Sydney's Bulletin magazine decided that they weren't really catering to their female readers, so they decided to launch a weekly magazine called the Australian Women's Mirror.
Okay, this is quite progressive for the 20s.
Sorry, Australian Woman's Mirror. And it was quite progressive. They certainly got there before the Women's Weekly, which I think started publishing in about 1933, not too long after. But it was a very important magazine, and their aim, and they highlighted it in the first issue, was really to provide a platform for women writers and also connect them with women readers. So it was a really important one for women writers, because otherwise they're kind of, when you think of the avenues that they had to publish, it was probably quite limited. And the Mirror's editor was Zora Cross, and she interviewed her fellow writers for the magazine. And Kathy Perkins notes that without these interviews, there probably would be little trace of these writers today in literary history and biography. And they appeared in the Mirror alongside, and I love this, Flapper Fashions. Of course, Home Remedies, and articles on, and in quotation, Women of the World. So, you know, it was a really, I think, a very modern magazine for its time.
It sounds like something that you could even potentially see on stands today.
Yeah, it is. And certainly the beautiful covers are just like artworks in themselves, and have all sorts of 1920s and 30s fashion. But it was also, and I didn't know this, it was also the first Australian publication to feature the American comic strip, The Phantom.
Oh, really?
And that was in December 1936. So quite surprising, really interesting talk. So definitely check that one out. Another interesting theme that's being explored during History Week next week is Sydney's drinking culture.
Ah, yes.
And this is a very interesting topic. Now, during early settlement, and there's a bit of information on this in the Dictionary of Sydney worth checking out, though Sydney didn't immediately kind of take on English cultural practices, officers and free settlers were very kind of active in promoting certain sports, which they felt demonstrated a certain kind of upper class sensibility. So things like sports such as horse racing and cricket, for example.
I knew the horses were going to be there.
Yeah.
I knew there were going to be horses.
There has to be. But the convicts, of course, reproduced the old habits that they'd kind of had from home, so in the form of drinking and gambling. And they kind of manufactured their own playing cards. They had taverns and sly grog shops. And so by 1811, there were 40 spirit licenses in Sydney and 27 beer licenses scattered throughout the colony. And that, of course, made the authorities a bit nervous. And, of course, there was all sorts of temperance movements going on in the latter part of the 19th century. But it was a very interesting political activity, drinking in colonial New South Wales. And so if you want to find out more about that, Dr. Matthew Allen, who's an academic at the University of New England, he's actually presenting on that at Camden Library, and that's on Saturday, the 2nd of September. And so it's going to be a fantastic week full of stuff. The City of Sydney as well is hosting a really interesting event at King's Cross Library on the 6th of September, and they're doing basically a 1930s, 1940s radio drama event.
Yes, that
radio,
is so exciting.
Relevant, topical. And they'll have actors and broadcasters making kind of sound effects and all sorts of kind of trying to recreate that time, because it was, of course, they were decades of radio drama was a really interesting genre. So if you want to check that out, that's on the 6th of September at King's Cross Library. So it's a really interesting week. Happy History Week.
That's so exciting. First week of September, you said.
First week. So that's next week.
Next week. Oh, man. That's true.
So it's launched on the 1st of September. So that's the end of it. It's already almost September. It's crazy.
That's insane. That is amazing. And Nicole, where can we find out more information?
You can either go to historyweek.com.au or go to thedictionaryofsydney.org, of course.
And we'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nicole Carmer there with the Dictionary of Sydney. As I said, all the links that were just mentioned there, we're going to pop up on the podcast, which you'll be able to find at 2SER.com.